Blog Talk Radio.
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. I have a wonderful guest today that, gosh, I think we've been friends. Well, we heard her just before the show at least 10 years. But anyways, let's get on with a few other little things here. I have new rates on Stars with a Z, psychics.com. Hopefully it will be more cost effective for everybody because I know times are difficult. And I might bring them down a little bit lower, but it's subject to change. I mean, these are specials. I won't probably keep them forever. Maybe I will. Who knows? I don't know. But anyways, I've added some new readers. Some readers have left because of things going on in their lives and they can't participate, whatever. But I think if you go there, you'll see a nice surprise. We have a place for the newsletter. It's on the sidebar. And the sidebar is on the right side of the main of the whole site. That's called a sidebar. I'm teaching you something. A sidebar. And so that's a place where I like to put things in current events, things that are going on, you know, for stars. And then, of course, my beautiful mysticlivingtoday.com. You know, that magazine I started back in 1999, it was just a little dinky thing. I call it a dinky thing, but it was very small. I did it in HTML, and if you know what that is, that was a code. They don't really use that anymore. They use MySQL, PHP MySQL, but I had to do that. My webmaster then taught me. But the thing with that one was that if you made a mistake, the whole thing wouldn't go up. So, you know, he'd have me on the phone, and he'd say, Natalie, you can find this. I see it. Oh, geez. Well, being the novice, total novice, you know, he's the master, right? And I'm trying to think, where is this mistake? He says, I'll give you a hint what paragraph it's in. Well, then that showed me where I got it right away. Because you're looking at all these codes, brackets, BR for break. I mean, all of this stuff was there, and I'm pulling my hair out. He says, see, now you won't make that mistake again. I said, no, it'll be a different one, right? But anyways, that's how it started. And it's, you know, I was asking people for articles, not begging them, but I'd say, don't you have a poem? Don't you have something? And then all of a sudden, and we'll have to ask my guest how she found me, but then all of a sudden, it just blossomed. I had people submitting stuff, poetry. I have poets from China. I have India and Japan. And I have a young man, he's only 15 years old, from China. He's won all these awards and everything, and his stuff is in my magazine. And I have my featured readers, which is my guest today. Those are the readers that participate. They submit every single month, without hesitation. Sometimes they have it prepared. Sometimes they'll say, give me a couple days, I'll have something for you. And it's really been wonderful. It's one of my loves, I guess. I love stars, but my magazine, it's just bringing all the beautiful work to all the people out there. I mean, this lady, for example, has got two books coming out. I mean, she just pushes them out. I don't know. We're going to find out. How does she do this? I don't know. But anyways, I'm going to bring in my lovely guest today. Her name is Barbara Berger. She's a longtime writer for Mystic Living Today. My dear friend always sends me words of encouragement. I'll say, oh, God, everything is wrong. No, everything is not wrong, right? But anyways, Barbara, how are you today?
Yes, I'm great because I'm going to be talking to you, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I was so looking forward to this today because, you know, when I have a show, especially with you because we've known each other a long time and you've been on my show several times already, I think, it is here when you were on. You were with us in September 2018 and then again in April 2020. Oh, I think you were on another time because I don't think it's been 3 years since you've been on my show. Anyways,
no,
I'll have to look into that one.
No, I was on your show last year. I've been on many times. We've done it many times. Let me see. I'm trying to look at my file here. We did it in 2022 also. We did it in 2020. We've done it now. I've been contributing to the magazine for many, many years.
Absolutely. And in all her articles, and she's the only one that does this, she'll list, I put it in, a link. She does it. She goes and gets it. A link for every article she's put in every issue of my magazine. Every one. It's all there. So if you want to go back to the first one, it's there, and then the last one is there, and then when we do this again for the next issue, she'll attach it. She'll attach this past month, May's it, and she'll put it at the bottom, and here we are back again. I mean, I have never counted them, but there were quite a few, and I do thank you for that. And I do love this lady very much because when you hear her voice, and she's, you know, she's got a lot of experience with all of this, everything that she's written about. And your latest book, well, I think this is the latest. I don't know. You're always releasing something new. My Road to Power, Sex, Trauma, and Higher Consciousness. Is that the latest one?
Yes. And that's the first time I'm actually writing about my life story. All my other books are, you know, self-help books, giving people techniques and ways of working with their problems. But so many people have asked me over the years, well, how did you figure all this out? And how did you write all these books? And what is your story? People have been asking me that for years and years and years. So now I finally did it, Natalie. I wrote down My Road to Power. And that's a play on words because my most popular book, my international bestseller, is called The Road to Power, Fast Food for the Soul. That book has been published in 30 languages, and it's still selling around the world. It's sold more than 1 million copies, and people love that book.
You're just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You are. I mean, how somebody could sit down and pen a book after book after – I mean, I'm still – well, you know, somebody told me, one of the authors years ago, he said to me, you know, what you have to do is just tell your story sometimes. If you've had some trauma in your life and it can relate to somebody else, I said, but you know what? The trauma that I have had, I don't want to go over it. He says that happens too. Sometimes you would just rather have it – it's in its place, it's on its shelf, leave it there. I said, well, that's what this is. Mine was Alzheimer's, and I could really tell you stories about that. But it's been 10 years, but it doesn't matter. It's still fresh. But, okay, let's go back. How did you decide you were going to write your very first book?
Well, let me just tell you, I think the one that's the most interesting, the one, The Road to Power, Fast Food for the Soul, which is this international bestseller today, the way it came to me, actually, it was in 1994, and at that time I was a single mother. I was working really hard. I had three sons. I was alone. I had to make a lot of money, and I live here in Copenhagen, Denmark, and so I was working as a copywriter, and then I just got so stressed out of my mind. I had already written quite a few books. I was already a well-known author, but I took a break from all the work, and I decided that I was going to take 3 weeks of silence and meditation for myself. And I told everyone my business was closed and that I was going far, far away. So everyone thought I went to Australia or somewhere, Canada, far away, but I didn't. I stayed home, and every single day I went out in nature. I took my bicycle and I biked up the coast here from Copenhagen. There was a lot of beaches and woods and forests. And I walked and prayed and meditated for 3 weeks and didn't talk to anyone. And then on the very last day, I was sitting on the beach, which was completely deserted. There wasn't a person there, and the sun was going down. And I was just sitting there feeling very, very peaceful. And then suddenly it was as if I got knocked on the head. And a voice said to me, Barbara, you're going to write a book, so take out your pencil and paper. And it was like, I was like, oh my God, what is going on?
Yeah, right.
And then, so I thought, oh my God. And then I thought, okay, so I took out my paper and my pen, and then the voice said, you're going to write a book, Barbara, and the title of the book is The Road to Power. And then I wrote that down. And then it said, chapter one is, and it dictated to me the title of chapter one and what chapter one was going to be about. And then chapter two, the title of chapter two and what it's going to be about. And it did, the whole book dictated it to me, the chapters and what each thing was going to be about. And then the voice said, okay, now go home and write it. And then I thought, and then the voice was gone. And
but
I mean,
did you know you were clairaudient? Did you know you could hear?
I didn't know. I mean, of course I had heard about channeling, but it had never happened
to me
like that.
Yeah, you were channeling, absolutely.
And so then, but let me finish the story because it's really, really interesting. So then I went home and I wrote the book. It was really, really easy to write. It was like it was being written through me. It wasn't like, it just was completely effortless. And then when the book was finished, I sent it to my publisher here in Copenhagen, Denmark, where I live, and they rejected it. And then I sent it to some other, and everywhere, I mean, I was a well-known author to begin with. They had already
published. And they were rejecting you.
Yeah. And then I thought to myself, well, this book came to me, and it's really, really powerful stuff, and nobody would publish it. And so then I thought, well, okay, then I have to publish it myself. So we decided, my son, Tim Ray, who works for me, I write in English, but he translated it to Danish. And so we made a double volume, a Danish-English book out of this. And we decided that we would print 1,000 copies, and if nobody would buy it, then we would just give them away. But the voice was so compelling,
right.
I figured I had to. And so it was really, really interesting. At the same time, I was coaching people, and I was coaching this very, very famous woman writer. She was probably the most famous writer in Denmark, and she was in hospital with cancer. And I gave her the manuscript of this book, not because I wanted her to do anything with it, but because I thought the information would help her recover. And so she was in hospital, and she lay there, and every time I visited her, all the papers on the manuscript were on her bed. And then the synchronicity of the universe, the day that the 1,000 books were delivered to me, to our office, she came out of hospital, and she was so famous that she wrote a full-page article about me in this book that came on the front page of the Sunday section of Denmark's biggest newspaper. And so everybody suddenly wanted this book that nobody would publish.
And that's what you needed. You just needed somebody to say something about them. Isn't that strange, though? It always takes something, but you see, you did, it just didn't happen. You helped the lady yourself. So in turn, mm-hmm. and she knew that, she did this for you. So it was synchronicity. It was divine order. It was, okay, Barbara, this is your push that you've needed. Exactly.
And after that, it became a bestseller in Denmark and then in Sweden and then in the other Nordic countries. And then so it became more and more popular and more countries. I mean, it's published in Chinese and Japanese and Korean and Arabic and Greek. And I mean, so more and more countries signed up for the book, and it's been a bestseller since then. And it's still, and now, I mean, I wrote it almost 30 years ago, but it's still going strong, this book. It has had so many different editions. So if any of our listeners want to read the book, it's called The Road to Power, Fast Food for the Soul. And you can get it on Amazon.
I remember you writing something for the magazine about it because it wasn't all the time that you put in every article that you wrote. You started doing that, I don't know how many years ago, because you asked, does anybody do that? And I said, no, because that's a lot of work. to gather all of that. I mean, we're talking years and years and years here. So, you know, 12 articles a year times how many years. How impressive. That's probably one of the best stories you could ever tell.
Mm-hmm.
Is that beginning. You had this, somebody saw something and wanted, but you know, it has to be time. It's all timing too, Barbara, you know that.
Well,
I've often thought even in my life, you know, I never really had, I mean, all of the authors, all of the publishers, all the publishing houses that deal with me, they're beautiful, but not one of them has ever promoted me for what I do. Mm-hmm. And I mm-hmm. have often, not that I'm asking you to do that, but I've often thought about that. And part of it is because the world has gotten so big now and there's so much going on that it's kind of like the other guy. Well, I thought about it, but I figured somebody else was doing it. But you see, nobody else does. And that's what happens, you know. But like I told everybody in the beginning, the magazine and your beautiful stuff, and I read every bit of it when I put it in because mm-hmm. that's how I've trained myself. So I get mm-hmm. all this knowledge. See how lucky I am? I have all this knowledge that when I put it in, because sometimes, you know, there's one gentleman from the UK, he's forever, he must type this on a typewriter. Well, I'm sure he does. I don't know what he does, but he's always got the spaces wrong. He doesn't indent the same, and it takes me forever. His name is Stephen, and I'll say, Stephen, you know I put a lot of time in this. Well, I know you do, but Natalie, I love you. Well, but and then he adds pictures, and oh, Lord. But I've gotten used to it because I can see them now. You train your eye to look for things. Yours are always perfect. Always perfect. Because that's how you send them.
I think the most important thing for me is that for some reason I have a lot of information that comes through me that's valuable to other people. So
and you want to share it. See. Yes.
Well, exactly. So, and your magazine is a perfect example of we are a good match because you appreciate the information that comes mm-hmm. through me and you publish it every month. And so it's a perfect match because my motivation and goal is to share, because again, I work with people every day. I'm a coach, a therapist. I write all these things all the time and I see how much this information can help other people. I mean, and that's the most important thing, to help other people clear up the confusion or whatever kind of trouble, trauma, whatever is bothering them. There are
and everybody's
ways.
Got them nowadays, even yours truly. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, my site, mm-hmm. and we've talked about this, my site that pays for everything is not doing like it used to do. It okay. just is not. And every day I have a little chat with God and I'll say, you know, mm-hmm. people call me an earth angel. I don't mind doing your work, but I do mm-hmm. need help. I have to have help. I have to have the doors open. You know, mm-hmm. I'll go blasting through them because I will. I check everything out. So mm-hmm. Some of it is trust too, Barbara. I think, okay, you know, you trust in this. You've been doing this for, the magazine was started in 1999. I mean, that's a mm-hmm. lot of years of putting out, mm-hmm. I mean, the most information is I'm putting out is now. The last mm-hmm. maybe 4 or 5 years is just the best. I mean, and it's all mm-hmm. different. And you know what else is funny is that, like, you'll write something, and then I'll get another article from somebody else. Sometimes it's a publicist because of the author. She has to promote them, of course. And it'll be about the same line. It'll be about self-help, or it's really strange. I notice that every month. It's not somebody's way off the beaten track writing about, oh, whatever. No, they all fall in line. It's like the universe is controlling it. It's saying, okay, we need a blast.
That's really
all this beautiful information along the same line. And right now people need people like you. Even mm-hmm. I need you. Because what happens is that we all have troubles, all of us. Things happen. I had probably had 2 weeks from hell these past 2 weeks. But I figured something out, and I got rid of one of my stressors that was mm-hmm. causing me the most stress. And I think
that?
Sometimes, and you'll say that to me, sometimes when you recognize something like that, pretty soon everything else falls away that's been causing all the issues. And it allows the new stuff, the new energy, back to that new feeling. And I did get a resurgent of feeling really, really good. But I still, and I'm thinking the people that are going to listen to this are going to say the same thing.
Would
go ahead,
you like
Barbara.
To share with us what was bothering you the last 2 weeks?
Well, part of it is my business. You see, mm-hmm. I had two competitors, big ones, join forces, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. is called a monopoly. They have a monopoly mm-hmm. on the psychic community. They know it, and I know it. And mm-hmm. So what they're doing is they're in a price war with everybody else. They have lowered their prices, like, to the ground in hopes that they're going to knock all of us out. My site is not as big as theirs, but it doesn't have to be as big. It's been on longer than them. And they don't know, Natalie, I don't ever give up.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea what a force I am. Maybe they do, because they're probably hoping, oh, God, our site is still up. But it's been difficult, so I've had to cut costs. I've had to, you kind of look at things and say, well, I can't pay for this anymore, so I have to change. But a lot of it has changed, but I think what it's doing is it's bringing out the new stuff that's really going to be more helpful, that's less money. Because everything costs money, Barbara, you know that. Everything.
I do know everything, yes.
You know, and so, I'm not going to get a Google ad because if I, that's like a waste of money for me in my field. Now, for the magazine, that's another story. That's different. I still have my idea for my Flip magazine, and I have told you about that. But I don't have the money to do it yet. I have a girl who will help me. She's doing other things, but I don't have the money to get that all going. It just takes a lot. And then I have my tarot cards that I haven't been able to print because that takes a lot of money. But anyways, and it's, you know, it's all about the money. So anyways, what's happened is I'm looking at everything that comes my way, and this is for everybody. Look at things that come your way because I told God, okay, open the doors. Let me pick and choose. You know, I'm going to look at everything, and I do. And actually, it's going to probably be better in the long run. And so I look at everything. I have so much email, you can't imagine. But you probably do too. But I have two sites going, so I have double it. And but anyways, I find myself, and I don't know what this means, and this is good to think to talk about. I find myself that I get in the morning, I'm not really positive about things. I don't feel that positivity. And then I'll get online and something will come across my desk, as they say. Somebody will say something. I'll get a beautiful note from one of my authors. You'll write me, and one of my poets will write me. And then, you know, or the radio show I'll have, and they'll say, oh, don't ever stop doing this. Look what you're doing for the world. Well, yeah, but it's got to be paid for. That's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I do it for nothing, and I love it. I don't need to be paid for it. I mean, look what I get to do. Talk to beautiful people in the Netherlands in Switzerland and the UK and everywhere. I talk to people all over the world, and I love it. So it's not about
again,
the money for me.
But why do you feel so negative when you wake up? It's really important to have good energy when you wake up in the morning.
I don't know.
I
sleep well, although my cat knows when I'm not sleeping good. He'll come and lay on my pillow. I have a long pillow, and then he starts to lick my face, or he'll put his whiskers all over me because he wants me to know that he's there. And I'll rub him a little bit, and he'll stay there. He's laying down real close to me. I think he does it because he picks up something from me during the night, and he wants to make sure, Mom, I'm here with you. I don't know why I wake up like that. Now, this morning...
Just let me come with my suggestion here, because
yes.
This is what I work with people about. So we have to understand that we are the only thinkers in our mind, and that therefore we are all powerful when it comes to our minds and our focus. What you focus your attention on grows in your experience. That's a universal principle. And so when you wake up in the morning, for example, or at any time during the day, and you feel that you get into some kind of a negative thought stream, you have the power to change what you focus your attention on. And every now moment, we always have a choice. Am I going to focus on all the problems in this situation, all the things I don't like about it, and so on and so forth? And then you put your energy into that, and because of the law of attraction, you get more of that.
Exactly. Oh, I know that, yeah.
You can also focus your attention on what is the potential, what's positive in this situation, what can I learn from this, why should I be thankful for this? The same exact reality, the same exact situation, you have a choice. And if you focus on what you can learn, what's good, what you can be grateful for, that's a very high frequency. That's good energy. And again, because of law of attraction, you will attract more of that. So it doesn't really matter what's going on. The thing that you can do, Natalie, you or anyone else that's listening and including me, is we have to be aware of what we are doing with the power of our minds. That is our only freedom.
You know, that is so true, because I was there for a while. I was focusing on these two mergers, and I thought to myself, well, I can't compete with them, so that's fine. I don't care about that. But what I can do is build upon what I have, because I've been online longer than both of them, I have longevity. I have great customer service with myself. You talk to me. The buck stops with me, you know, and I don't miss a beat. And then I thought I had somebody that taught me some things in life years and years and years ago. She was with me. And she said, well, I know it's going to pick up for you, but she said, I think maybe you need to reduce your rates. Not low like they have them, because what happens in something like that, and it's retail number one, you never lower your rates. What you do is offer specials. I learned that when I was a senior in high school in retail one, and I remember her telling us, you never do that. You can do specials for today only, stuff like that. But she said the base stays. It's got to be solid. Or pretty soon you're going up and down and up and down, and people are going to think there's something wrong with you. What is this? I mean, she's just all over. So I keep it solid, and I did do this. But, I tried to do a special.
Can I share with you what I do with in terms of payment? When I do coaching sessions, private sessions with people, I have different rates depending on people's income. So, and that's simply such a big success here where I live. People are so appreciative of that. In other words, people who are pensionists or people who are studying or people who have a very low income, they pay less than somebody who, the same person, another person comes to me, the same session, the same hour, pays much more if they have a really good income, if they're, like a doctor or a lawyer or somebody who makes a lot of money. So I have actually three rates. I have for the low income, the students, people who are on sick leave, pensioners, they have a very low rate. And then I have for people who have a normal salary, the middle group. And then I have for people who make over a certain amount of money, people who make a lot of money, they can pay more.
I can't do that on my site, though, see, because I'm not one-on-one with them, and you'd be surprised what comes through my site. People that come to astrologers, readers of any kind, are not always honest. So you see, somebody could say, oh, well, I don't make enough money, so I need the lower rate. Really? How are you going to prove that to me? You're not. It's not going to happen. I know I've been doing this since the 90s. I know what they're about. But I have found... And I sent out all these emails, Barbara, to people that have not been on the site for over a year. Do you know not one of them has ever come back to the site? And I stopped doing it. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm trying to attract a different level. I shouldn't say that they're a low level, but those are the people who would try to come to a reader. And it's a psychic site. So granted, it's entertainment. It's not something that they really need and all of that. But you just need a different clientele is what you need. It's what I need. And so I stopped. I'm not sending out any more of that. I'm not going to do anything like that. Because, first of all, they're not appreciative. And I'm spinning my wheels. And I'm the one that's suffering the most out of this whole ball game. And so now I'm trying to find other types of people, sometimes even people in other countries, except dealing with that, for me, is difficult because oftentimes those are the ones that will do chargebacks on you. I mean, it's a different world. I've been in this world for so long, I know. It's not like you sending me a payment. I know you're going to be good for it, you see? Mm-hmm. It's like people that you never get to know. Now, I have clients that have been on the site since I first began with my Planet Stars over 20 years ago. They're still coming. You know, those are the ones that I grandfathered in to the old rates, they're not paying anything different. And I wrote to each one of them and told them they've support how appreciative I am, they've supported the site, and nothing is going to change for them. And I get such beautiful emails back from them. So you see, there are people out there who value, and they probably think, oh, she's probably making all kinds of money. No, I'm not. I'm struggling. But for me, Barbara, I don't know what it would take for me to say, okay, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. It's not in my nature to do that. I don't give up because I just know, and I have this belief system that something is going to happen. I'm going to do something, and it's going to trigger something else. It'll trigger something else. You know, like dominoes. It's going to be a domino effect. Something is going to happen, and I keep waiting, and I'm just waiting. And I think if you have a strong belief system in the field that I'm in, and this has got nothing to do with the magazine, then you have a better chance because, and it's all about, yes, being positive. You have to, and you have to cancel all that negativity and say, oh, I'm never going to make any money. No, I don't, you know, I don't even say those words anymore because that's not good. Just like you said,
you attract what you are. The universe provides abundantly for all your needs. I mean, just think about the amazing lives you've had and all the wonderful things you have done. I mean, focus more on all the good and the fact that you are so blessed and called to do things that you do. I mean, again, it's a gift. It's the gift. I mean, you will never stop and I'll never stop because it's who we are.
It is who we are. And everybody, you know, all these people will say, do you realize what you do for the world? But then I sit and think, you know, I have to pay for Blog Talk Radio. I have to pay for the hosting company. I can't do it myself. I'm not wealthy. I'm like a pauper here. So you still need finances to come through. And it's you know, every once in a while, you know, I'll think, oh, this is not good. And then all of a sudden, and it's funny because when you get a payment, when somebody pays for something, it's like it attracts another one and then another one and then another one. That's exactly what it does, and I see it all the time.
It's the prosperity vibe. I said one of my good affirmations is money comes to me from all directions, so you don't limit it. So your good is coming from all directions. That's what you're saying. So it's more when you try to figure it out, you block it. So you have to allow the universe to bring to you what belongs to you. So
to take over. you know, and I am fortunate because I have a designer who's going to help me with the Flip magazine. She's in Africa, and she does all my little images and everything for me, and then I have somebody in the UK who's writing blog posts for me and all of this, and I can send them a little bit of money here and there, but I told them both, I can't promise I'm going to send you money every week because I have to pay the site bills first. And, we don't care. The one girl, now listen to this, she doesn't have a dirt floor in Africa. She's really, really sweet. We've talked on Skype. She told me, she said, I believe in you and what you're doing, and I love you, and I'm here for you no matter what.
That's wonderful.
And the other one
so
said the
you,
same thing.
How did you find her?
Well, the one I found on LinkedIn, she sent me a little note and said what she did, and I needed somebody to do, you know, she designs like my YouTube, she'll do the, because my cards I have, she'll put music to it and puts it on YouTube. She puts it on Instagram. It's everywhere. She does that. And not all of them are images with music. And the other one writes, and then, you know, I found the other one because she loved my tarot cards that I had made from a gal in Spain. They've been trademarked. You know, to get them printed and out there, but I also know that the timing was off. I knew even if the money was there, it was wrong timing. I just knew, and I thought, nope, I'm going to hold off on this. This is not right. I'm going to get the signal. I'm going to know now. Do it now. And I'm just waiting for some things to happen. As soon as I see those things happening, then it'll be fine. But if you find people like that, now there's your blessing right there. Because, you know, I can't promise them anything. And my webmaster is doing a fine job. You know, he'll do extra for me. He still charges me. And then I've got a running bill with him. And I told him, I can't tell you when this is going to be paid off. I will pay you as the money comes in. But I can't pay you with what's not there. And he's fine with it, but he's been my webmaster for probably, he redesigned Mystic Living Today, so he's been with me probably 14 or 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, but you're right. You've got to see the positive things that are in your life. But, you know, sometimes, Barbara, and I know people that will hear this, you get into this mode and you can't get out of it. It's really hard to get out of it because you start sinking further and further and further because, well, where is it? You know, how am I supposed to pay for all this? I guess, I don't know.
Oh, yes,
you don't worry about it.
Listen, again, if you take one day at a time and try to focus on the best solution that you can work out today with the means that you have today, bless it with love, and then see what happens tomorrow. I mean, we can't do more than that.
No,
but, again,
but you know, a good thing for me is I go out and sit in my, I mean, it's really warm here. It's in South Carolina. And I go and I watch the squirrels and I watch the parrot cardinals and I watch, I have my ducks are back, my mallards are back, ready to lay their eggs, two of them. I watch them and I feed them and I have my deer at night that I feed probably 8 to 10 of them. Some little ones that their little tails are wiggling and their ears are going because they recognize me. Sometimes they're close to looking in my door wall. That is the beauty of life.
But again,
that
so that's,
is my
that's the
joy.
Good, that's the good medicine for you. So you should definitely do that every day.
And
again,
talking to somebody like you.
But again, the thing is, we have to focus on how big, small, whatever it is, focus on the goodness that you can focus on today. So you have your animals, you have your garden. I was out in the nature today, too, actually. I saw a lot of deers that north of Copenhagen, they had what they call the deer park.
I think you told me that. Is that wonderful or what? I'd be in heaven there.
It's a huge nature reservation, and they have three different kinds of deer that roam around, and with the people are walking around, and the deers are walking around, and there are big signs up now that at the gate, you know, that the babies will be born now for this year between the 15th of May and the 1st of June.
Yeah.
And so if you're walking around in the woods, please do not disturb, because apparently if a person gets too close to one of the babies, the mother won't go back and nurse the baby. So
right.
It's really
she'll ignore it.
Exactly.
Yep.
So
I think that's an animal rule. I mean, you know, you have to, and don't touch them. Just look at them. Just admire them from afar. You don't need to touch them. You don't need to squeeze them. You don't need to pick them up. You know, I put the food out in three bowls for them, but I talk to them. I'm very quiet and very careful with them. Because they get startled easily, even though they've been coming to me probably for 2 years, some of the same ones. But it's really funny. The little ones, they're not babies. They haven't had the babies yet. But the littler ones, you know, they're the ones that are so curious and anxious to come close to me. So when I see them coming close, I stop. I don't reach out. I don't move. I don't do anything. And one day, one of these little ones is going to come up to me. But it's not important. I don't need that. I'm just looking
at
them,
and
that's beautiful.
I think that the most important thing is here, and this is where you get recharged, you get good energy, that the animal kingdom is so important for you. It has always been like that. And so it's a huge blessing that you live somewhere where you have a garden and where the deers actually come up to your house.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so, so fantastic.
Oh, it is, but you know, I'm careful. I don't have them. They don't come during the day. They come at night. Because I don't want anybody to see them. And before I go in the house, Barbara, I say to them, now, you know you have to be careful. Don't go in the road. Go back into the woods over there where you came from and be safe, and I'll see you tomorrow. I love you. That's exactly what I mm-hmm. say to them every single night. Because
and they understand you because they go and they come back the next day. So they know
what
you're
saying.
Yeah, they
come back the next night. Exactly. And pretty soon I'll have baby mallards. Last year I had one mother in the front, one mother in the back, and in between I had 10 little, I call them fuzzers, little tiny babies just squaddling. You know, they just have that little move that they have, and all single file. And they come back, and the neighbor said to me, he said, you know, you're amazing. And I said, why? He said, look at these ducks come to you. What do you do? I said, well, I feed them. He said, nah, that's not it. That's not mm-hmm. it at all. He said, they love you. And he's got little kids. Yeah,
them.
So he saw that. He said, they love you. They don't come to me. I put food out here. I said, oh, maybe they would. He said, I don't think so. They're going to come to you. They know mm-hmm. who you are. And they love you.
The animals are so wise. They are so wise. And they are so much higher in consciousness than many of us human beings. So. So
well, let's talk about your book. We talked about enough about me and my whatever. we're supposed to be talking about healthy models for relationships.
Yeah, I've actually, it's just to make it clear, I have two books coming out now at the
yes.
end of May. The one is Healthy Models for Relationships, and the other one is my autobiography, My Road to Power. So.
Yes.
But I would also like to say to anyone who may be listening that if you're interested in my work, I am giving away a free ebook, which is a short introduction to the way the mind works. It's called The Mental Laws, Understanding the Way the Mind Works. And if you would like to have your free ebook, please send me an email to info@beamteam.com. Info
and that's also the name
beam,
of your site, beamteam.com.
Right, yes. Website is beamteam.com, BEAMTEAM. So you can go in there and you can get your free ebook. And then you can also read about all of my different books if you're interested in some of the other books. But the two that are coming out now, the one, Healthy Models for Relationships.
You're amazing,
is the basic principles behind good relationships with your partner, family, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and all the other people in your life. So this is a book about improving our relationships, improving our communication skills, learning to be more assertive, learning to have healthy boundaries, learning how to, you know, find workable compromises with people you may not get along with so well. So this is a very popular book here where I live, and it's something that I use a lot in my coaching sessions and my therapy sessions with people. So
and your site has everything. That's Beam Team, BEAM like in Mary, TEAM like in Mary, .com. Everything is there. Okay, so.
All right.
What shall we talk about? You want to talk about these healthy models for relationships? I've got a list here.
Well, let me just tell about the other book. And the other book, which is coming out now also in May, is this about my life story, about how I grew up in the United States. I'm an American by birth, but I do live in Europe now. And people have always asked me, you know, how did you get there? Why did you get there? What happened? And why did you leave the States? And so this is from the beginning. My background is just I grew up in Washington, D.C. My father was a very high military man. He worked in the Pentagon. But when I was a teenager, that was during the Vietnam War, and I had a boyfriend that got drafted to go to Vietnam. And we were against the war, and that was not very popular in my family since my father was a high military man. And so
yes.
I ran away from home with Steve, and we went underground, and for 1.5 years we were on the run, and we ended up getting political asylum in Sweden, actually. So that's how I came to Scandinavia. And I wrote a book about that, too, of course, and then I became very famous in Scandinavia. You know, the youth revolution, the young people who were against the war in Vietnam, all this stuff. So that's what this book is about, sort of that that journey. People have always asked me, what happened? How did I get here? Why did I choose to live here? What is that all about?
And so see, nobody would ever know unless they heard it from you on a show or if they read it in this book. That's what's so important about it, because you're a regular person, a regular lady, but look at the path that you got on. It just boggles my mind how somebody can write so many books. But you know, it would be like somebody saying to me, but Natalie, how do you talk to strangers on the radio that you don't even know, you've never met them, and yet the conversation is just so wonderful with all of these people that you have on your show? I have no idea. I have no idea. Which is wonderful, because if you find that niche that you have, if you find, and this is the thing that I love. I love doing this, and I love doing the magazine. And so what I have to do is focus really more on that. And I do want to do my magazine as a flip magazine, and you've talked to me about that, because there are not that many out there. And then it looks like an actual magazine. You'll have a cover, a feature, somebody that's on the cover for the month, and it's just, and you can do so much with it. I already have a software. So, you know, it's just a matter of that kind of thing. That's still there.
The important thing to remember, and you do remember, but you have your special gifts. Everyone does. And when we're aware of, or we acknowledge our special gifts and we go in the direction that they are leading us to, then things work out for us. So your pathway has always been like this. I mean, so on the one hand, you can say, yeah, there are some bumps in the road, or you meet some challenges, or you meet some, but you've been doing this your whole life, basically, just like I've been doing this my whole life.
Yes.
Because that's what's calling us. You could say
I love it. I mean, I have, you know, I've had motivational speakers on the show, a gentleman several times, and he said, do you realize how you lift people out of their seats? You make people feel so good when you talk. And he said to me, are you always like this? I said, oh, probably not. He said, because you go into a different pair of shoes. You step into different shoes. And he said, that's why you just found what you're really good at. Don't let anybody tell you you're not good at this. And it's really funny. I had one author hang up on me. This was 2 years ago, I think. And he's the only one that he said I wasn't professional enough. And, I thought, well, I'm not Hedda Hopper. I'm not, who are some of the other ones that have done interviews? And this is not really an interview. It's a talk. And that's how I like to say it, it's a talk. But I didn't let him stop me. Oh, no. Because I thought, okay, something's wrong with you. I wrote to the publicist, and I said, I'm sorry. I don't even know what I did. She wrote me back. She says, just ignore it. She says, this is the kind of person I have to deal with all the time. And I haven't seen him since. He's just not around anymore. So sometimes the divine takes care of things and says, okay. And you got to believe that too. But you don't have to lift a finger. You don't have to do anything. Just let it be.
Well, again, it definitely has to do with there's certain people where we are a good match to, and there are other people. I mean, it's the frequency, the vibrational frequency.
Right.
They don't match. So, again, so like attracts like, and so, again.
Yeah, one out of, I don't even know what number the show is, but the show is 10 years old, so I'm close to 300 shows. So to me, that's a feather in my cap. I'm fine. I'm good.
Yeah.
I love what I do. I love all these people. I love you, Barbara. You're so wonderful. Okay, so you talked about the other book. Now, shall we talk about some of these little things going on here that you sent to me, four basic elements of good couple relationships? Now, what in the world are they? All right, lay it on me. What are they?
That is actually one of my very, very popular topics. People who come to me for coaching and therapy are often couples. And so over the years, I have identified the four basic ingredients for having a good couple relationship. And I call that BB's magic formula for good couple relationships. So the four points are, you ready?
I'm ready.
Point number one is good sex. That's usually where people start when they meet each other. So good sex is point number one. Point number two is good energy when we're together. That's a very, very important thing that people don't usually think about. And when I say good energy when we're together, I don't necessarily mean that we're always talking or we're doing stuff together, but there's a good feeling. There's a good atmosphere. There's good energy when people are together. Couples that have problems often don't have good energy. I mean, they're the silent treatment, or the one is irritated, or they're frustrated. So good energy when you're together is the ease and flow. Then the third point is shared values and interests. I have also discovered that people, they can fall in love and they can really be attracted to each other, but if they don't have shared values and at least some shared interests, it's pretty difficult to maintain a couple relationship. In other words, if the one person wants to sit on the top of a mountain all day long and meditate in silence, and the other person wants to go shopping in Paris or London, they don't have the same interest, so they might not be such a good match.
Right.
So shared interest, you know, they have to have certain things, like people are into skiing, or they're into art, or they're into music, something that they share. So that's also really important. And the other part of the shared is also shared values. For example, I have couples who come to me that they really like each other, but they may have very different ideas about. I mean, I remember, for example, I had one couple. They had lived together for 15 years. They had a house. They had two children. The guy was an engineer, and he was very, very neat. And the wife, she was a graphic artist. They both had good jobs, and she was a very, very messy person. And so there was a constant conflict in the home. He was always trying to clean up, and he couldn't find things, and he was irritated at her. And she was such a mess, and she got irritated at him when he didn't put, you know, when she couldn't find where she left things because she had her
because
own.
Because he was cleaning it up and putting it where it belonged.
Exactly. And so in the end, they were too far away. They did actually get divorced because of this, because they couldn't find a way of living together that was harmonious because they were so different on just this one point. So that's an example also of, we're not talking right and wrong, but we're talking about if people are too far away from each other, it can be really difficult. And then my fourth point is respect, that we treat each other with respect, especially when we disagree. This is probably the most important thing of all. People have the idea that if you are, you know, a good couple, that you always agree about everything. And they have found out, research shows that that's really not the deal. The deal is people who are good in a relationship, they have found a way to treat each other respectfully, especially when they disagree. In other words, there is a way of communicating. And I always say that it's really, really important to understand that love and agreement are two different things. You can love someone and disagree. If you have the idea that if you love me, you'll do what I want all the time, you're heading for disaster. So being a mature adult and having a good couple relationship, it is about clear communications and treating each other with respect when we have different ideas about how to do things. So anyway, there's a whole lot about all of this in my new book, Healthy Models for Relationships, these basic principles about how to navigate maybe a little bit more wisely in your relationship. So that was a good one that you picked, Natalie. That's a good example.
Well, because I think it's important, and while you were talking, I was thinking about mine with my husband, which was he was the boss. So on some of those four things, it didn't work. I mean, it didn't work. I mean, because I was the one that always backed down and backed off. I didn't challenge him.
You're not married to him anymore, so you got out of it, right?
Well, he died.
Okay, so you got out of it.
Because he had Alzheimer's. But when, looking back, he liked to control, and I'm just the opposite. I just like it to flow. I don't need control. I don't need to control anyone, you know. So I think that the sooner people can recognize these things that, that they're not going to be on track with because they don't have them, probably the better off they are before getting too many years, you know, with somebody and then, you know, like a neat person and an unneat person. I mean, that can be a real problem. So probably the neat person is more like a Virgo, and that's what Virgos do. They're neatniks. They want everything to be perfect. You put something somewhere, and they'll come after you, and they'll move it and put it back where it belongs. That's a true Virgo that will do that, and I've known them. But yet, it depends upon what the other sign placements are of the signs. But so that's difficult. And then you have somebody who's just a pure slob. So you're going to drive that neat person cuckoo, and they're going to pick on you, right?
Yeah, but that's the kind of things that I hear all the time, these kind of very sort of mundane, basic problems, which are really, really challenging in a relationship. It's just about who cleans up and the dishes. And I mean, I have one woman who's obsessing about how her husband puts the dishes into the dishwasher. I mean,
She's got to be a Virgo. Oh, my God. You know what I don't like to do? You're going to laugh. I don't like emptying out the dishwasher. I don't know. I mean, I just did my dishes last night, and they're sitting in there. And I'll do them today, but I don't like doing them. That's one thing that I don't like to do. And part of me is I just want to be out playing. That's stupid stuff. I don't want to have to worry about it. I like to play. I like to do fun things. I like, you know, but yet when I was a little girl growing up, I had responsibilities at home. My mother worked, of course, well, not of course, but she did. She was a workaholic. And my father worked, but my mother had things that she would give to me to do, like especially Saturdays, or when I would come home from school or have the day off because of whatever. Oh, this is a list. She'd leave me a list of things she wanted done. So look at my background and look at how I turned out. I went the other way because I didn't want to be told what to do.
we have a tendency to do that, my dear, don't we?
yeah, you know, okay, I'll show you. I'm not going to do it now. I like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But I want to ask you this. When we're growing up, you know, our parents, our family, especially the parents, I think, have a big influence on us. I mean, they either give you responsibility, so you learn about responsibility, or they just let you do whatever you want, go wherever you want. Now, I'm wondering
pretty extreme. I mean, I do have a chapter in this book, too, that I call Sane, Realistic Parenting, which deals with what you're asking me about, too. Now, in other words, how do we find the moderate middle way, and how do we become sane parents? So this is something, again, that's really, really important to think about, look at, and there are no easy answers to any of these things, but it's a good start to not to make it so black and white and so extreme. So that's one of my main points when I coach people, that moderation, clear communications, not so black and white. Don't make it, you know, like life or death, catastrophic thinking.
Yeah,
don't,
it's not a check mark kind of thing. Well, number one, you do this. Number two, you do this. No, no. Yeah, I don't think you create a healthy mind or anything when you're so rigid with all of these things, you know. And I've seen it in people before, and I just sit back and I think, oh, you're missing so much. You have no clue. I have a daughter-in-law who is a neat freak. I mean, you'll put your shoes somewhere, she moves them, and you don't even know where they are. Oh, yeah. And, you know, and that's fine. And she probably thinks I'm one holy slob. I put things away, but I don't go ballistic over, you know, well, I don't have anybody here with me except for my cat, and I don't even challenge him and say, well, now why did you get your food out of your bowl? Now that's really stupid. So I clean it up. But with her, if you put it someplace, and I had to stay with her because of a hurricane, all of us in one room, oh, my God, Barbara, I thought I was going to go crazy. I'm just the opposite, right? And I put my shoes down. I had two pairs of shoes. Go downstairs to get breakfast or whatever. Come back up. My shoes were gone. They were moved someplace else, and I didn't even know where.
Well, I think on that happy note, we have done our 1 hour now, my dear.
Yeah, I know, but I love talking to you. It's so much fun. But it's a good way to start the afternoon for me. What time is it there?
It's 8 o'clock in the evening, so.
Oh my goodness, it's late for you.
Yeah,
it's late for you. So I got to let you go because you have to get your beauty sleep. We want you to stay beautiful now, you know. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
I want everybody got to understand the site is Beam, B-E-A-M, Team, T-E-A-M.com. You'll see, and if you click on her books, you can click on Cook. You can click on Private Sessions. She's got that there, and she's got a place for Tim Ray. That's your son, right?
Right, my son here.
Yeah, and so there's all kinds of beautiful things, but just look at all of these books. Oh, my God.
Again,
and I have known you. Well,
yeah.
I at least I want to say 10 years, because you could have been writing for the magazine before it was really what it is today. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd have to really look back, because everything is on the website that I have. It goes all the way back.
Thank you for all the good that you do, and thank you for sharing all this powerful information with our fellow
human
beings.
My pleasure and my honor, Barbara. You know, I mean, you'd ask me to do something, and I would say, okay, when do you need it done?
So thank you. Thank you for all the good you do. And I'm here if you want to talk to me privately also anytime. We can always do that. But blessings to you.
Yes, if I get into a slump, like, oh, gosh, I just don't know what I'm going to do, I will send you an email. You bet. I will.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. I love you. Have a great rest of your evening. And everybody, you know, the show will be, I'll push it out again. It'll be all over the place. It'll be you can hear it. It's a replay. And I know you'll get a lot from it. And go see Barbara's site, beamteam.com. She's top drawer. And you know what that means in my book. Top drawer is top drawer. You can be bottom drawer. I don't think anybody is, but she's at the top. This lady is at the top with me. So, and how I always end my show, and everybody knows, is believe in things you cannot see. They really are there, and they really are there. And I want everybody to have a beautiful day, no matter where you are. And look outside and see how gorgeous it is. It is beautiful, you know. And I will see you next week. I'm going to have an evening show. It'll be from 6 to 7, but you'll be notified of that. And unless something changes, sometimes things change. You know, people have things that happen to them. And, you know, even me, even yours truly, I mean, I haven't yet, but you never know. All my shows that I've done, but sometimes I could lose my voice and, oh, my gosh, and I can't talk at all. That would be awful. But anyways, have a great day, and I will see you next week. Love to all of you. Bye-bye.